you find it kind of ironic that, you know, the Chargers and the Giants both drafted quarterbacks in 04, traded them, and these guys are both still starting and playing?
Yeah, and they're both good quarterbacks at that. And, you know, we let Philip Rivers, edge us out the last time in 2-minute drill. So that's left a salty taste in my mouth, and I think we're excited to get back and challenge them again. They're a good team, you know. Their record doesn't show, but they've competed hard and kind of had some injuries along the way. So we got our work cut out come Sunday.
Terrell, I don't know if you were asked this already, but can you talk about Keenan Allen and just what he's brought to that passing offense?
You know, he's solid, man. I think he has like 9 yards receiving as a rookie already. I mean, I thought he was good in college. I remember watching him at Cal, so he's been making plays for him. He's a playmaker, you know. He looks real confident out there, and the other guys are pretty solid as well. But he's been the main guy that's really stepped up. Antonio Gates looks healthy, you know. He looks real quick out there, and the other tight end Green is really good too. You know, when he gets the ball in hand, he can get moving. So it'll be a tough matchup for us to do a lot of things with their passing concepts. And Philip Ritter does a good job of stepping up and getting the ball out fast. So it's going to be a challenge for our secondary to match their receivers.
Do you think Allen's kind of snuck up on people?
I think a little bit. But for me, I watched him in college. I knew he was going to be good as a pro. And I think, you know, he's just getting better and better as the week goes on. So
Terrell Rivers has got a 70% completion mark, leads the NFL. Mm-hmm. Is that because he's throwing a lot more shorter, higher percentage stuff? Or is he just more accurate than he used to be?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, Mike McCoy came from Denver, so it's kind of a little bit off the Denver's offense. Peyton Manning getting the ball out fast, letting the receivers do all the dirty work. Took the ball out of his hand, taking all the pressure, more putting his playmakers. Woodhead is really good. You know, they have a good running back in him, and, you know, they run a lot of draws and checking it down to him. And like I said, they're running a lot of crossing routes and really putting a lot of pressure on your defenders to pass things along, to communicate out there and letting their receivers make plays. So he's done a good job getting the ball out. You know, our job is obviously to pressure him, keep pressure in his face so he can't step up, and if they do catch the ball, make the tackle.
When the schedule came out, you had the Southern California game. You were not in a position to guarantee you were going to be on the field at
right.
that point. I mean, what does it mean to be able to go back there and play?
It's about time, you know what I mean, to be honest with you. I feel like the Giants owe me some money for all these plane tickets I had to purchase, you know, for my family to come out here, man. It gets expensive. And I was a little upset about almost 4 years ago when we played the AFC West and all our games were in New York. So, like I said, I'm excited. I got a lot of family and friends coming. It's been a long time coming, and, you know, I can't wait to, you know, play against the Chargers at home in my home state and, you know, play against my good friend growing up against Eric Weddle and old teammate Sharif Wright, and, you know, a couple guys I know on the team as well.